Hey, welcome back, podcast listeners. Your host, Zim here. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. I want to let you guys know ahead of time that today's episode, episode number 35, as well as Thursday's episode number 36, are both audio-only versions, and they were both recorded with our buddy Jason Shaver from Shaverwood, who supplies our bottle openers, as well as every beer that we do for the Mystery Brew Review series. So I flew out to visit him for his wedding. I was part of his wedding. It was a great time. I was there for a couple days over the weekend. And while we were together, we decided to record a couple podcasts and beer reviews for you guys, which I'll be posting today and Thursday. So today's episode is Mystery Brew Review number 5. Check it out. Coming right up.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Zim's Beer Review. As you can probably tell, I am on the road right now. I successfully made it to Eugene, Oregon for Jason's wedding.
Woo!
Here's Jason. He's getting married tomorrow. I'm actually the officiant of the wedding.
Yeah, this guy chose to allow me to get wed.
Right. I did not choose anything. I was appointed.
It was actually funny. I only told him like 3 weeks ago. I was like, hey, you're coming out, right? And you're just going to marry me? You should probably get ordained. And it was all news to him. Yep. So this worked out really well, though. Everything's working out.
Yeah, so I mentioned it to you guys on one of the previous episodes that I was going to be coming out here, and we'll have some podcasts on the road. So we're actually recording this on a Friday. I don't know when this one will actually be posted. But yeah, I'm out in Eugene, Oregon right now. We got the wedding coming up tomorrow and figured we'd do a couple beer review podcasts while I'm in town.
Heck yeah.
So since Jason is the guy behind the Mystery Brew Review,
the guy,
he did not have to ship this one.
Save me like $4, something like that. Yeah.
Right. So, we're doing a Mystery Brew Review. This is number 5 we're doing today.
Awesome.
And we're doing this one together in person. So he knows what it is. He bought it. I don't know what it is.
So I wrapped the bag around Garrett's head so he can't see anything.
Right, right. My eyes have duct tape. So he's going to pour it into a pint glass for me so we can kind of talk about it. But I don't want to see what the bottle is. I'm not going to know anything about it. So it's going to be as similar to the Mystery Brew Reviews as you guys know.
As much as we can.
Yep. So this is Mystery Brew Review number 5. And he's opening it up and pouring it right now, and we'll start to let you know.
And one thing about this too is, like you said, this is on the road, it's my wedding tomorrow. I really did not care to look up a lot of information about this brewery. I don't know too much about it, but there's a lot of stuff on the bottle that we can read that will be somewhat entertaining. I enjoyed it actually. But all right, I poured this a little bit uneven, a little
That's
more
okay.
head on another.
That's okay. So I'm looking at it. The first thing I see is it's like really deep brown in color, almost red.
Yeah.
Almost red when held up to light, really clear, little bit of head on it. Man.
What does it smell like
it
to you?
Smells,
can you smell anything?
First thing I smell is maybe a little bit of chocolate.
Ooh, okay.
It's really deep brown color though.
Man, I know what this is and I can't smell.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea.
Like, I definitely know it's a beer underneath my nose.
Right.
But other than that,
My first instinct is it's an amber.
Just because of the color there?
Just because of the color. It's a little, maybe a little bit too dark for an amber, but it's not dark enough to be a porter that I know of.
That's true.
So, I gotta try it.
Okay. I
do smell a little bit of chocolate.
Mmm. Dang.
Hmm. That's a...
That's
maybe
rich.
A little bit of coffee.
Man, you're
flavor
leaning
to it.
You're leaning to that porter side, aren't you?
It's what it's hitting me as. But the color is kind of throwing me off. I mean, it seems a little bit too light for a porter. Usually they're more dark, like a Guinness style.
Man.
That's dark, though.
You know what's awesome? I'll just go ahead and let you know, you're so far off.
Really?
It's insane. Like, this is done differently.
Really?
Than the normal way they'd brew this beer.
Okay. Well, I will say,
yeah.
We'll start guessing some things here.
Okay.
Not knowing about it. I'm going to say the alcohol content on this, it feels like it's on the higher side.
I want you down to the point. What do you think it
is? Okay. Well, there's going to be a guess after that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess this is a... You don't see many beers in the 7 range. 8 almost feels like it's too high, but 6 isn't high enough.
I have to agree. The taste, I mean, I know what it is, but the taste definitely is like, you can tell it's more than six.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is 8.8.
Good guess.
Is it?
I said I know it, but I only know it because of the bottle. I haven't memorized it. But, okay. So we'll have to check again later, of course.
Okay, so that's my guess. 8.8% alcohol.
That's good.
Man, the style of beer. That's tough. I would think porter, but it's not.
I'm going to tell you right now.
If it's not that, it's got it. I mean, it's hoppy. It has a hop behind it.
I mean, it has that bite to it. It's like almost a smoky aftertone.
If that sounds right to you.
I'm not a beer connoisseur by any means. I don't brew.
Me neither. But,
yeah, you do. But
I feel like hops, though.
It's a little thicker. Not like a Guinness. But it tastes full-bodied.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Not really thick.
Is this like a... Man, not a porter, but you said I'm way off. So I would think even maybe stout is wrong.
Just let me know whenever you think.
Is this a beer style that I've ever had before?
Oh, yeah.
It's common enough.
Everybody should have had this style.
Okay.
I feel like it's pretty just normal, I guess, for anybody random to drink one. Yeah, so whenever you're ready, man, I'll unleash the bottle for us.
I'm going to say...
I say you drink another drink and just go out there. Go way out to left field. Catch that fly ball. What is it, Garrett?
I don't know.
All right. Stumped you.
I got a guess. I have to make a guess.
I mean, you've been pretty good at your guesses. The last one, you almost nailed.
I know.
I was so surprised.
I know. It feels too hoppy to be an amber. I'm going to guess... I don't think it's an IPA.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just drawing a blank on other options of beer styles right now. Woo. So I'll say, oh gosh.
Just get it over with. What is it?
Amber.
Okay. Amber?
I'll say something crazy like a double amber.
Okay. That's crazy. So I'm going to unleash the bottle here.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me off the bat if you even know this brewery, if you've ever had it before.
Okay.
Okay? Arrogant Bastard Ale.
Arrogant Bastard Ale.
So it's an ale.
You're not worthy.
Yeah.
7.2%.
Look at that.
I was off.
Yeah, well, you're, you know.
So what is it?
Okay, so it is ale. It says Arrogant Bastard Ale. And like I said, I don't have too much information, but the information is really on the bottle.
Okay.
So... This is an aggressive beer. You probably won't like it. It is quite doubtful that you'll have a taste or sophistication to be able to appreciate an ale of this quality and depth.
Okay.
So that alone, it's like, okay, they definitely didn't make it like every other ale.
It's an arrogant bastard.
It's an arrogant motherfucker. bastard. We would suggest that you stick to a safer and more familiar territory. Maybe something with a multi-million-dollar ad campaign aimed at convincing you it's made in a little brewery. Or one that implies that their tasteless, fizzy yellow beer will give you more sex appeal.
I think they're referring to like Coors Light.
All the ads, yep. Uh-huh. Definitely. Perhaps you think multi-million-dollar ad campaigns make a beer taste better. Perhaps you're mouthing your words as you read this. Okay, well, I'm reading it out loud, but when I did read it to myself, I was totally mouthing it.
All right, so this, Unleashed in 1997.
Right
mm-hmm. Arrogant Bastard Ale openly challenged the tyrannical overlords who are brazenly attempting to keep Americans chained in the shackles of poor taste. So it's just an ale.
It's an ale, my man. And they just make it.
But there's gotta be something different to it. You know what I mean?
I mean if I were to call it something different, I'd say a red ale.
Yeah, maybe a red ale.
That's easy when you hold up to the light, you see the color red.
Okay. Yeah.
But other than that, yeah.
There have been many nods to Arrogant Bastard Ale, even outright attempts to copy it. But only one can ever embody the true nature of liquid arrogance.
Yep. Okay.
It is very... I don't like it.
You don't?
I don't.
This is one that I would have on tap sometimes when I see it. Like, oh, because not many places have had it on tap.
So you've heard of this?
Yes, I've had it before.
So is the Arrogant Bastard Ale the name of the beer?
So Arrogant Brewery...
And okay.
The Arrogant Bastard Ale is the name of the beer.
They're from Escondido.
California?
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. ArrogantBastard.com. You can follow them at Arrogant Bastard on Twitter and Instagram.
And Facebook.
I don't know if I really like this.
it's hard. And that's the thing. They're saying that like all the ales are usually yellow, right?
Yeah.
And this is just so different. So if you're not used to it, you might not like it.
Right.
So you didn't even like it when you're first tasting it,
though. No, not really.
It's definitely different.
It's really hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a lot of hop. Like, it almost is like an IPA. Like an India Pale Ale. But it's not...
Yeah, it could have been all over the board.
It's not branded as that. It's branded as an ale.
I'm curious. I'm like... So, from someone not brewing beer ever in their life,
mm-hmm.
to someone who does it frequently, what makes it an ale rather than an IPA? Because is it ingredients? Is it taste? Is it what you want to describe it as? Is it how someone else perceives it? Like, where is the line? Because no one would ever suggest ale, and that's why I did the mystery brew. Maybe. I was kind of throwing you off.
Yeah.
Because I know that this is definitely not an ale in anybody's eyes or tastes.
Right.
So
generally an ale, it comes with like what you expect. It's going to be, you know, yellow to light brown in color.
It's like a lot of beers.
Yeah. And usually have hops. I mean, every beer has hops, but they're much lighter on a normal ale. An IPA usually has far more hops. That's like...
So the amount of hops definitely makes it that IPA.
Oh, for sure.
That's
so,
a signature of it.
Yeah. So, for example, just last weekend, maybe... What was it? It was last weekend. I brewed 5 gallons of beer with a buddy of mine back in Wyoming. And he was brewing a double IPA.
Nice.
Okay. We were brewing 5 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those of you who don't brew, if you were to brew like a... Like a just a common ale, you might use 1, maybe 2 ounces of hops in the whole thing.
Wow.
Just gives you a little bit of flavor. It just makes the beer, right? We were brewing one, same volume, 5 gallons, but it was 6 ounces of hops. So
at least triple, if not quadruple.
This one was triple, but I mean, to be fair, it was a double IPA. I made a single IPA that had 5 ounces of hops. So they're far more hoppy.
Wow.
And then you get into IPAs versus APAs. And an APA
is an American Pale Ale.
An American Pale Ale. And literally the only difference is the hops will be sourced from the United States specifically.
Oh.
That's literally it. There's a couple other things taste-wise that have, over time, generally that's what... An APA tastes like, that's what an IPA tastes like, but there's nothing that's like.
So when it comes to this, when it comes to this ale, then do you see that it's justified as an ale?
It is an ale, but so is an IPA because it's an India Pale
Ale.
So
you're right. Okay, I keep forgetting about that. So I hear IPA as like a completely different category.
Yeah, and
but,
it is, but they're still just ales. It just depends on how much hops you put in it. And this one tastes like it has a lot of hops.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally.
It doesn't really tell us anything about... It's just an Arrogant Bastard bottle.
Yeah, and the bottle we didn't even describe. This is another 22 here.
Yeah.
And it has... looks like the devil.
Yep. Big old demon.
Holding up a good old glass of beer and hanging out to like the side of a car door almost with the way he's leaning.
Would you say he's arrogant?
He looks... Real arrogant.
Like an arrogant bastard?
Yes. And the fact that they said you're not worthy, it's like, it's funny. They push you away from buying this beer. They're like, you probably want to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it even says you probably won't like it, I think, right?
Yeah, it exactly says that.
And I don't really like it. And I love IPAs, too. So I don't know what it is. It almost tastes bitter.
There is some bitterness, too. I wish it showed us the IBVs here, but IBU. IBU, thank you.
International Bitterness Unit.
Hey, facts.
Usually it's on there.
Yeah, not in this one, though.
No.
They don't want you to know.
It's bitter, though. Very bitter. I'd say this is probably...
You know, if you were to guess, yeah, what?
68? I would say this is 60 to 70 IBUs.
I got 68 on my ticket.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll have to, and then maybe in your description
I'll look it up, and then later when I'll record an intro for each one of these that we're doing on the road. Maybe I don't want to tell you the IBUs in the intro.
No, it's
maybe
a mystery, bro.
Yeah, I'll have to put it in the description. So when you get to this point in the podcast, scroll down and look at the description, and you'll see the IBUs. We'll find out.
Well, here's the thing, too. Yeah, I forgot. It's not even going to be a video. Obviously, there's no camera in front of us. But, yeah, it's going to be totally different. If you guys ever had the chance to buy Arrogant Bastard Ale,
yep,
I say definitely do it. It's worth worth a shot.
You gotta give it a try.
You might not like it. I personally do like it, so we're 50-50 here.
Yep.
And that's reasonable. This one, it's either or. I didn't, when I first had it, like I said, it was on tap, so I had nothing to go off of.
Right.
I just liked the taste. I was like, all right.
So you tried it and liked it.
I tried it and liked it.
I tried it and didn't really like it.
Hmm. Well,
I like the hoppiness of it, but it does taste bitter. It's like a bitter coffee, like black coffee.
Yeah, okay.
With hops. Mm-hmm. but not like a stout.
And I don't taste the coffee in that by any means.
Really? So maybe it's just the bitterness that I'm referring to. Like, black coffee is bitter.
Yeah, true.
And maybe that's what I'm associating it with. I don't know.
It's a good association. I'm with it.
Anyways.
Man,
this was a mystery brew.
I appreciate you having me on the podcast. This has been real.
Of course. Maybe we'll do another one. I don't know. We'll see.
I think we have to now.
We got
to
do another one now. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. This was mystery brew review number 5. So thank you. And as always,
happy drinking.